This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin talking with Tim Wyman. He's directing Cornstalk Theater's production of The Lieutenant of Inishmore. Performances begin tonight and continue through Sunday, March 29th at the Cornstalk Winter Playhouse. Tim, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this play is set in Ireland in the early 1990s, so it's right at the end of the Troubles. Mm-hmm. Does the play have a political position? Does it take a stance on the politics of the era?
No, actually, it doesn't. It alludes to the fact that the main character is so radicalized that the IRA won't let him join, you know. But it doesn't go one way or the other. I mean, it's got some swipes. You know, it's written by an Irish author, so it does have some swipes at the British Empire, but nothing too extraordinary.
It's not explicitly political in that sense.
No, not at all.
One thing that I do know about the play is that there is a fair amount of violence, not necessarily all of it on stage. A lot of it takes place off stage, but very close to the top of the show, you have two characters on stage, and one of them is a small-time drug dealer, and he's being tortured.
Mm-hmm.
There's another character who's going around, and she is taking an air rifle, and she's shooting cows in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that and how you as the director choose to treat that?
When initially I read this play and then in turn mapped it out in my mind how I would stage it and turned it over to Cornstalk to ask them to direct it, several of them came back and said, there's no way you can produce this play in this space. It's impossible. And I said, well, I have my ideas. So the first one that you alluded to, the torturing of somebody, he's supposed to be hung by his heels. Obviously, we can't do that with the grid the way it's set up in the space. So I sort of adapted. You know, I tied him to a chair. And with regard to the girl going around shooting out the eyes of the cows, the script alludes to it off stage. So that's not problematic. But we do have a lot of violence. It's on stage. Now, don't let me scare you. It's nothing worse than you would see on Friday night TV, you know, network TV. But what we do tastefully, and it happens. We have to, you know, kill a few people on stage, but that happens fine.
We'll talk a little bit about some of the technical challenge, because you gave the example of the character who's tied to a chair instead of being hung. That's a technical adaptation that you made to the space.
Correct.
But that's only one of the technical challenges that this script presented you with.
Mm-hmm. The play is wrapped around this guy who's so radical that the IRA won't let him join. And I don't want to give too much of the play away, because McDonough, who wrote the script, is really nice at unfolding the plot, as good as anyone that I've ever seen. And what happens is that he comes back to his hometown because his cat has gotten sick. And we had issues with a cat. We'll have a live cat, and I'll tell you right up front, no cat was harmed in the making of this play. But we have those issues that we've had to tackle.
I'm just curious, why this particular play, out of all of the plays that you could have submitted, and I know that you've directed many scripts in the past, what was it about this script that made you want to stage it, not just at Cornstalk, but specifically at the Lab?
The script wouldn't be something that we would do at the Tent. It's a very dark Irish comedy, and it just sort of melds very nicely with my warped sense of humor, I guess you could say. I read it, belly laughed, you know, when I read it, and that was what appealed to me, that it had great dialogue, a phenomenal plot, twists that you wouldn't see coming. So it was just a very nice piece of literature, and that's what appealed to me about it. Then once I read that and go, okay, now how do I adapt it to the space that I typically work, and we got it done.
Now, I would think that just looking at the synopsis of the play, it's about a very violent individual who's too violent for the IRA. People are getting killed on stage, and yet you describe it as a dark comedy. So talk a little bit about the comedic aspect, because, again, just looking at the, you know, the 10-cent synopsis, this sounds like a really mean, cruel show.
Right, it is. And like I said, the guy who's the lead is truly a sociopath. And I warn him, it's a farce. I mean, we have to play it the absurd angle of it to make it comic. And McDonough is. He's a comic, you know, dark comedy playwright from Ireland. So, I warn the cast and crew early on. I said, if we play this too straight, you know, it'll come off as morose. And We have to be careful not to. So the comedy's in there. It's written well. We have to play it, and we do a good job of it.
So it comes both from the text itself, but also from the work that you're doing with the actors, helping them find which bits to take just a little too far, take it over the top, and that's where the humor comes from?
Absolutely. And that, to be honest, is a little bit problematic. The people that I'm working with are tend to be dramatic actors, so I had to really push them, hey, this is a funny little bit here that we've got, and they go, oh, okay, and I understand now. So it worked well.
Now, this play is part of a trilogy by Martin McDonagh. Mm-hmm. Are there sort of themes that link them, or is this very much a standalone script on its own?
It stands alone very nicely. I mean, you do not need to read the trilogy. The other piece that he published, The Cripple of Inishmore, is actually the first one that I read of his work. And it is brilliantly funny. The problem with staging it is that it requires a very special actor to play the young man who's crippled. But I think it's even a better script than what Lieutenant of Inishmore is. And then the third piece he didn't publish, and he just said, you know, he said it wasn't good enough to publish. But in and of by itself, it's a phenomenal piece. In fact, the American Broadway website ranked it the 31st best play in the last 100 years. So it's a neat play, and we're happy to do it.
Can you talk a little bit about the cast that you're working with? Because mm-hmm. the script calls for a younger cast than mm-hmm. a lot of shows that Cornstalk does, and I know that you have a cast of actors, some of whom will be familiar to the patrons, but mm-hmm. there are also a lot of new faces in this production.
Yeah, there are, and I'm thrilled to be working with them. It's different for me because they're all millennials and, you know, 20 years younger than I am, but they're very, very hardworking, and they're very much interested in theater for the art and for the form of art, and that to me is appealing, that somebody finds a script that says something, whatever it says, and wants to put it on stage. And these group of actors have done that.
What kind of impact are you looking for this production to have on the audience? Or what are you hoping that people will be talking about or thinking about as they're heading out into the parking lot?
You know, it's a comedy, you know, and pieces of art necessarily have to have don't necessarily have to leave you with something. You know, there are themes in there, you know, unnecessary violence and what that means to situations. But, you know, this isn't what I would call an extraordinarily deep play that's going to have some thematic elements that allow us to sit and scratch our head and talk. But it does have some.
The play is, of course, set in Ireland, and the characters are all Irish, even the cat's Irish. How much
work
did you do with the cast to not just get a dialect, but did you have to work with them to make sure that the dialect was consistent across the cast so that they're all giving you sort of the same regional Irish dialect?
I was just happy with Irish, you know, that somewhere landed in the British Isles, to be honest, because when I first got them, they were god-awful, and they'll admit that. I posted a lot of videos of how to speak the accent, you know, the general rules of nailing the consonants and how the vowels sounded. And they worked hard. I posted some Irish movies that they could watch through people from who are native Irish speaking it. And they've gotten dramatically better. They're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, an untrained ear will say that's a pretty good dialect.
We've been talking with Tim Wyman about Cornstalk Theatre's production of The Lieutenant of Inishmore. Performances are tonight through May 29th at the Winter Playhouse in Upper Bradley Park. Tim, break a leg.
Thank you.
Also this weekend, the Heartland Festival Orchestra presents their Make It Mozart concert. The program includes the Symphony No. 40, the Bassoon Concerto, and the Overture to Così Fan Tutte. The concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.